Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Keisha McAllister. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
throwing my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. You got the love I need to see me through.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
We've talked many, many times about lighting that spark of motivation, or lighting that spark that will inspire you to become motivated over the years. I'm Kerry Hines out of Brooklyn, New York, and entrepreneurship has been my life, really. And if there has been one part that I have taken to heart about sharing with others, I think it is, it has been what creating that spark, starting the whole entrepreneurship journey, has been about. But I say equally important has been the aspect of what to do to maintain that level of inspiration, to maintain the level of motivation. That's something that you need to be reminded of. We all do. It's important that you share your journey with others who have a positive impact. That is the key, positive impact on what you're trying to accomplish. I think that's an important tip. I think it's an important tip. So remember, the initial spark, yeah, that's very important. We're not going to downplay that. But also, that day-to-day aspect of making sure that you keep that motivation high. And
we're here to help you. We're here every day on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are here to help you to accomplish that goal. So you have a big support system, all of the fans, literally, from all over the world who tune in to this very broadcast. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. I just want to say thank you because you guys inspire us.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
All right, Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, along with me, of course. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, listen, I want to get right on into this because this is huge to me. First of all, I want to say it has just been an incredible time away from everybody, and we
it
just want to say happy
April.
Oh,
right. Yes.
Big happy April to everybody.
Happy
so,
April.
Yeah. So I've got to say, what on earth have we been up to? Listen, guys, every time that we take a little bit of a production break or a little break from the morning Hair Radio show, as you guys know, we're the Hair Radio Morning Show on all these 5 days a week, Tuesday, well, Monday through Friday, we'll say from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. So every so often we need to take a break. And the biggest question when we return to the airwaves, however long the break, sometimes we're take off for a week or 2 weeks or something like that, and then once or twice a year we do a whole month. And so,
right.
So the biggest question folks want to know is, what have we been doing during our big break for each of the co-hosts? So, and it's been a lot. So first of all, let me just lead on in with this. We have a real production grind here on the radio show. We're up.
We certainly
you guys
do.
Know. Yes. I usually my alarm clock goes off about 4 o'clock in the morning to prepare for each of the broadcasts. And you guys know we go on live at 6 sharp. So that happens every single weekday morning that we can. And so I'm typically, well, we typically do real live stuff Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And let me tell you something, we are just worn out from that, you know, from doing that, because it's not easy to rise and to be on, and we say on, that's
so
always
true.
Being awake so very
so
much.
True.
Right? So, so that's the thing. So I just want to kind of just lead on in with that. Now, with that in mind, when we get an opportunity to take a break, we kind of grab that, you know, we grab that ring or whatever they call it, and we just go. So, Nicole Marie, I want to start with you as our incredible co-host on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You have been just incredible in all of your delivery and everything that you're doing on the broadcast. So what?
Thank you so
what
much.
Did you do? Yeah, this was your first real time away from the show since you've been on it. So what has it meant to you? Or what, you know, how has it all played out for you? And what certainly did you do during your time away?
Well, let me tell you, Carrie and Michael, I have still been going since we started our production break. First off, kicked off with our live event in Manhattan. They're in New York City. So that was wonderful. My husband and I came, and it was such a wonderful event. Got to meet Carrie Hines in person and so many so many wonderful guests. That was just, it was
well,
just
tell
wonderful.
Tell everybody about that meeting, Nicole Marie.
Oh, my goodness. It was great. It's one thing to talk with you on the phone and to be on the radio show together, but to actually be there in person, it was just wonderful. It's just wonderful just to see you face-to-face and meet you face-to-face. So that was just amazing. And then also just so many other wonderful people. Katrina, one of the angels, she came from Texas. She was there. So that was the first time that we met. And then so many other wonderful guests that were there at the live event. Tara Merchant, Kyle Knight, Peggy Dodson, Dre Ellis, Jermaine, you know, Katrina, like I said, Siobhan.
Yes.
It was just amazing.
Right.
It was amazing. And then, like I said,
really
my husband
was.
Came along with me. And so just being there in New York, we got to see the sights and the sounds that you're always talking about, being on the subway and just everything of just the New York life. It was just wonderful. So that kicked off our, you know, our production break. But then after that, we came back home and then, you know, still working every day, still taking care of the kids and doing all the things that do with them, spending time with them, doing things. We did, like, took them to the circus, just doing just things, just weekends, just spending time with them. It was just great doing that.
Now, what did they think about your trip to New York, Nicole Marie? What did the kids think about
Let me tell you. They were excited about it, but at the same time, they were a little upset because they didn't get to come along. Because they still had school, so we didn't want them to miss school. So they were excited because they know anytime
they know.
We go somewhere, we're going to bring them something back. We're going to take lots of pictures, and you know they enjoyed hearing all about all the things that we did, but still upset that they didn't get
Not
to experience
quite the
it themselves.
Something like
well,
that.
So what we did, we had to promise them a trip. We are going to bring them back to New York.
And not only New York, you got something real big in the works for them. So, and I know that.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. But I want to say that, first of all, I don't know how, Michael, you plan to top that.
Wow, you ain't figured that one out yet.
Right? Now, I have to say, Nicole Marie, first of all, what a great honor and pleasure it was to connect with you and Mr. Luther. It was just incredible. And to see you guys have to know, when I first saw, I'm trying to think, I think it was at the hotel. Here's what happened. I got to walk everybody through this and let folks know. See, Nicole, she just kind of did a skimmy on top. No, I'm going to go in. Arrived at the hotel, which was this wonderful, quaint hotel in downtown Manhattan on the east. Well, it was, downtown Manhattan in the financial district. Now, here in New York, and finance is making big news these days, but here in New York City, the financial district is down near the World Trade Center. It's near the water and all of that. And you guys, like the small towns, about 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening, the World Trade Center area, the financial district, kind of closes on down. And so it was a wonderful. I loved it because it just had a certain feel in the city late at night and kind of the dark streets and, you know, not much light. You're kind of looking over your shoulders to the
right.
Right,
you are. And moving fast.
Walking and moving. Y'all just are moving step. I got over to the hotel, and I did not know who was coming down. And surely, I think the first I saw some folks, I said, okay, I don't think that's Mr. Luther. And I don't think that's Nicole Marie. And then I remembered, I've seen so many pictures and heard that voice. If I hear that laugh, I'm going to know instantly who she is.
So I turned around
so I wasn't facing when they got off the elevator down in the lobby at the hotel down in that wonderful down in the financial district area. And so I turned around so I couldn't see Nicole Marie and Mr. Luther, and I heard the voice and the laughter, and then I knew that it was Nicole.
You knew it was me.
I knew it was you guys. And so that was my time. And I said, wow, I've been knowing Nicole Marie for a couple of years now, literally.
Yeah.
And so we've really, and I don't even do much with Zoom. So you guys really had no true, you never really saw the muscles on my face move.
No, not at all. Just the picture.
For a couple of years. We went a long time.
Yeah.
Talk about Charlie Townsend.
Pretty much.
I gave Charlie Townsend a run for his money. I really did. So it was fantastic. We had a chance to walk and you guys went on the city subway. That was extremely exciting. I had a chance to sit on the subway across from you and Mr. Luther, and we were joined downstairs, as you mentioned, with Katrina Jones. You guys have heard Katrina. She's one of our Caribbean big supporters. She buys all of our Caribbean products, and she literally shares her hair journeys with you guys, her hair journey. And so she's been on the show, but she, as Nicole pointed out, she is one of Michael's longtime Vet Talk radio show producers. So you guys know her from Paris, Texas. She was here in town, flew on in for the event, like you guys who flew in from Water Valley, Mississippi.
Yes, we did.
So this was great. And we had a chance to eat and
hang
my
out
favorite,
in Times Square.
You went everywhere. Nicole Marie went everywhere. Mike,
we
you're not
did.
Gonna believe this.
We
everywhere.
Were all over Manhattan. Yeah. Like Carrie said, we stayed in the financial district, but I mean, we were all over. We went to Harlem one day, to the Apollo Theater, to Sylvia's restaurant. We were, of course, at the live event at the Gene Frankel Theater. That's another area of Manhattan. I mean, we were all up and down Manhattan, Carrie. all exactly. just all over the place.
Exactly.
It was just amazing.
I had a wonderful opportunity to, we all went out to dinner in Midtown, which was just extraordinary, and
yes,
we just
Julia's
had a
restaurant.
Great time sitting there.
Yes.
Yes, it was
amazing.
In Manhattan, which was really nice.
Yes.
And just enjoyed
and then
the company.
IBS as well. We did that one day.
Oh.
You can't
I mean,
get that.
You really squeezed a lot into your vacation.
We
wow.
did. Well, like I told you, Carrie, I think maybe you thought I was playing, but when I told you that I had an itinerary and I had my list of
you
things
had,
that we were going to try and hit.
Let me tell you something. You had an itinerary of life. That was, I mean, you really, oh, my goodness. That was just incredible. Then we met up at the International Beauty Show in Manhattan
yeah.
at the Jacob Javits Center, ran over there, connected
so awesome.
With you guys. Took
yeah,
pictures
so awesome.
And met up with a lot of folks. It was just an incredible time.
And then
wow.
we packed so much into those few days.
So
it was
much.
Just amazing.
So we're going to talk a little bit more about the wonderful Gene Frankel Theater and our live on stage event in just a bit. Michael, so what do you have to say about that, Michael Hopkins?
Well, besides my running shoes and my tank of oxygen, there's only two things I can think of right now. And I don't even think I could have kept up with Nicole with my cane. I probably would have needed my walker too, right? Wow.
Michael, listen, I could not keep up with Nicole Marie, and I have none of those things yet.
Wow.
No, they go, Nicole Marie goes in. She goes in. Okay.
My goodness.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know what to do next time.
Oh, God.
Just call, you guys,
and Carrie and Michael,
wow.
it's so funny that, you know, we were, you know, going over our trip and everything on our flight home. And Luther and I were joking, talking about the number of miles that we probably walked over those days. And I'm serious. We probably walked a good 10 or 15 miles.
Wow.
We were on the move.
And I did tell you, because I remember before the Nicole Marie, they flew out here, I remember saying to you that you're going to likely walk all around. Didn't I even mention
yes,
that?
Yes, and you said wear comfortable shoes. Yes,
oh,
you told
yeah.
me that.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, here in New York City, everything is pretty much on foot, especially where you were. You were in
right.
a borough that you can go, you could literally walk from one end to the next.
Right.
People do it. And so you really, really wanted to go and absorb all the different spots. And you did just that. And it's so once you type in an address, it tells you how to get there. And,
exactly.
you know, yes. And I remember I took you guys aside and gave you a nice little, you know, verbal, little idiosyncratic things that you might not have noticed from the websites or internet and stuff like that,
right.
and kind of
right.
gave you a little bit extra, you know, info and what to look
yeah.
out for.
And that helped us, and that's what we did. We followed your instructions, yes.
Well, you did beyond that. And one of my favorite times, and Nicole Marie, I don't know if you remember this, but there was a gentleman on the subway. We were on the, for you New Yorkers, we were on the 2 train, because you guys were on the 2 line, and we
yeah.
were headed to Midtown to check out Times Square. And there was a man who didn't seem to have a home. I think he pointed that out to us.
Yes.
And he was
You're so right.
an incredible gentleman.
He
really
was.
That's, now, that's interesting.
He certainly
oh,
was.
My God.
He started talking, and it just blew you away. Blew you away. He started talking about his life and what
mm-hmm.
was going on with him, and he was just an amazing person. And it just makes you just stop and think of all of just the people that you come in contact with. You never know their story, but everybody's story is so, so important.
And
we just listened to him on the subway.
Didn't he talk
yes,
about
he did.
His daughter? Do you remember how it kind of started, how he opened up on the conversation? Because Nicole Marie and her husband, Luther, they sat on the two-seat side. Katrina sat across from Nicole Marie and Mr. Luther. And then there was the gentleman who, you know, you would think just on, you know, judging through our own lens that he might have appeared to be homeless. Now, he was in the corner of the seat. And so between he and Katrina were some spaces where I could have sat down if I chose to. But what I loved about this gentleman is that he said, excuse me, sir, do you want to sit down? The first words he said to me.
Wow. Right.
And I was shocked because he was saying, I'm okay. You can sit next to me.
Right.
And
it was so kind.
It was very kind. And I didn't, listen, I wouldn't have thought twice about sitting next to him. However, I was just not tired because I sit down and, you know, sit at the desk all day. So I relished the opportunity to stand up, and I did. And I really did. So I enjoyed it. And that started a whole conversation. And I thanked him because, see, you get the sense really quickly of who people are here in New York. They either like you or they don't.
Right.
And so,
wow.
Yeah, well, that's New York. They're straightforward folks.
That's
and
it.
We had a great conversation. And that was very special because that just doesn't happen all the time. But it was just very meaningful. And those to me are little angels that to me, the higher power drops all around you to remind you that we're all connected.
That's
and
it.
To treat people with respect. All
exactly.
People.
So true. That is so true, Carrie.
Now, that's the story, Nicole Marie.
That is. Wow.
Oh, God.
You went in, Carrie. Yes, you did.
I tell you, between both of you, I don't know what kind of story I can tell between both of you guys. And this reminds me of
Michael's story. I got up and had breakfast and then went to bed.
That was about
you
it.
You always have something exciting, Brother Michael.
Wow.
So. No, Michael. Listen, you guys out there, if you've just tuned in, if you just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York, with Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi, and Michael Hopkins from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. And we're kind of looking back. First of all, happy April. Let me just officially, again, say that out to everybody tuned in.
Yes, yes.
We are
happy
so excited to be with you guys. Yes. In this wonderful new month. So listen, we're looking back at the time that we were off, the recent time we took our little production break. Actually, it wasn't just a little break. It was several weeks, and we had a chance to really go out. You guys just heard all about Nicole Marie's trip to New York. And I mean, Nicole Marie, you really
fabulous.
Had a lot. You had a lot.
Yeah, that just sounds like it was great.
It was.
And I have to say, I'm so grateful to have been part of it. I really am. I mean, we were big.
Yeah, so we thank you, Carrie. Yes.
Well, that's
we
very
we were
kind.
Definitely prepared, and we had a great time. And it was also so nice just to, you know, everybody needs a break, but especially, you know, with kids, it was just nice for me and Luther to just get away because we hadn't been away like that for a while. So, you know, it was just a nice getaway vacation for us. Because whenever we go somewhere, we always have our kids with us. We always take them, you know, on vacations and doing different things. So it was just nice for the two of us just to be away and to experience that.
Well, so, I love spending time with you guys. So that was just incredible.
Yes, it was awesome, Carrie.
Well, I'm giving a big shout out to Mr. Luther. You tell him I said hi from all of us at the show and behind the show. Now, Michael Hopkins, I got to say, now maybe I look back and I think of Michael during this time because we were still busy doing things. So, Michael Hopkins, what were you up to during this production break? Our fans would love to know.
Wow. Wow. I got to say, wow, I'm still stuck on the New York thing. But I had a fantastic time. It was very productive carrying Nicole Marie. As you both know, since being appointed an accredited claims agent by the Office of Veteran Affairs, in D.C., I have taken on a new crusade with helping veterans. And during our production break, that was
amazing.
My mission. I got out, and it was so many people. And I had been helping people before, but all of a sudden, the word got out of what happened to me. And when I looked up, next thing you know, my phone was ringing off
and
the hook.
What happened to you,
even
you're
more,
saying,
wow.
You know, being an accredited claims agent, it's such an honor and a privilege, and it helps me be a lot more passionate with helping veterans. And it just kicked off, and it was so many just veterans. Next thing I know, you know, I'm here helping this guy. I'm helping one of my female veterans. And then I'm helping families and older veterans, younger veterans.
And let me just add, Brother Michael, you also were helping Luther on his claim.
Pretty much so, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So we appreciate you so much.
Yeah, that right there, Nicole Marie, that has been such an honor for me, such a privilege to help you and your husband on your journey in the claims process. And it is a journey.
We appreciate you so much.
And it has been so much fun.
Definitely,
man.
A journey.
Oh, yes. And it's been enjoyable because you know how, Carrie, how you got to meet Luther. And that was the other thing, too. Remember, Nicole Marie, we talked about Luther thought I was going to be at the event, and he was looking for me.
He was looking for Michael.
Oh.
Yes. He was looking for
Michael. Well, we were supposed to have you. We were going to talk about the event in just a bit, but, yeah, we were going to have you on the big screen, so we're going to get all into that. But, and that's something. We really wanted to make that happen. And I'm going to fill you guys in on all of that behind-the-scenes chat. But, so you've been busy, Michael Hopkins.
Very busy.
Very, very busy. I've been working
wonderful.
On some cases that what we're going to do is we're going to start a new chapter here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking about some of the things that I've been working on. Because there's been a lot.
And some of the stories, right?
Yeah, some of the stories, some of, as you said, Carrie, some of the behind-the-scenes things that's been going on. And I just can't wait. I'm just kind of busting out all over.
I'm excited to hear these stories.
I just want, if you're out there, you listen to Vet Talk Radio Show on Tuesday mornings at 8:30, 7:30 Central. Just stand by, and you're going to enjoy my labor of love. And that's what I've been working behind the scenes, putting things together and interviewing and new people. And I'm just busting out on the scenes, Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie.
Wow.
I really am. I
well,
think
Michael,
my excitement was just like you guys' excitement, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, you may have forgotten, but we also started a whole new audience and informed a whole new audience with our Zoom special that we also had an opportunity to conduct.
Very much so. I was looking rather dapper that day, wasn't I?
Oh, yeah. So you guys can see Michael. Now, if you go to HAIRadio.com, so that's hairradio.com, you can just click on the blue button to read the post. We have it there. under the Vet Talk Radio Show group page. So it's under the Vet Talk Radio Show group page. You'll see all the posts, which includes the YouTube video, or you could just go to YouTube and Google it.
Awesome.
Michael Hopkins with Carrie Hines. Yeah, I think I'm there too. This is the
Pretty
Vet
much.
Talk.
Yeah, you're there.
That's what we did. And I think it's just incredible. So it's really good. It gives a comprehensive a bit of information about being an accredited claims agent that Michael is, again, by the VA, and so much to help veterans. So it's all out there, and I'm really pleased. So that's another thing we've been able to accomplish. So, Michael, good job.
Yes. Now, Carrie, we have to see what you have been up to.
Thank you for asking. I've got to say, first of all, I get to be weaved into both of your stories, so I'm super excited. And if that weren't enough, I also have been kind of putting together our amazing Carapy products, Carapy additional lines, Carapy like the Mix the 100 line. Now, I have had a time. Because I think I started out our production break knowing full well that I was going to be super duper busy.
Right.
There were still graphics I had to design. Remember, I'm still the producer of the 24-hour upscale magazine radio.com, the network that plays upscale music information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's upscalemagazineradio.com. Shout out Upscale Magazine and all those folks. So all of that. And then to add to that, I'm also producing a brand new radio network, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll talk a little bit about that soon. And if that weren't enough, I had already started work, as you guys know, and this was the month that our big live stage show called the Hair Radio Show Live on Stage in New York City. And so it was all about hair, beauty, and culture and community. And again, like Nicole Marie said, this featured so many names that you guys know, one person after the next. And it was a great time for us literally to meet face to face. Jay Ellis and her mom drove all the way up from Virginia to take part in our event. Nicole Marie came from Water Valley, Mississippi. She and Mr. Luther. And we want to also say Katrina Jones, who came all the way from Paris, Texas. She flew in. And so Jamel drove up from South Jersey. Nicole Marie, Siobhan DeSia from Roots Rock Salon came over from the northern part of Jersey. And we've had some special guests join us. Tara Merchant, who's also here in New York with me. She runs Yada TV. She was there. Session, the videographer was there. And we have some video footage and all of that that we're sharing out there. Also want to shout out a wonderful young lady, Andrea, who does this Name Your Name jewelry. And it's where
brought
me in gifts that I'm going to take some pictures of and put out there onto the social media so folks can see what she did for me. And she talked to the crowd and stuff. So we had what Nicole, we were talking about was during this live stage show, which was at the Jean Frankel Theater. Now, the Jean Frankel Theater itself, which is in, again, New York City in Manhattan, down in the lower section of Manhattan on the east side, so about 20 minutes from Broadway. And so it was so fantastic because this theater is legendary. And you remember, Nicole Marie, when you come inside the theater, I mean, first of all, you got this beautiful window that we got to put our beautiful flyers and
the posters,
brochures and on the screen and the window, the lights. It was just lovely. It was a beautiful sunny day.
It was.
Oh, yes.
Warm temperature.
All the pictures on the walls. oh gosh, it was just wonderful to seeing all
well,
the people
pictures.
Who had been there, and
exactly.
It's amazing.
As soon as you come through the door, there's a big stone wall on the left side. As soon as you walk from
yeah.
the street, and there on the wall you saw Gene Frankel, the actual Gene Frankel man, who was a legendary actor and all of this, and playwright and theater man. And he had worked with everybody, like Cicely Tyson,
everybody.
James Earl Jones,
yeah.
Ruby Dee, so many folks.
Yeah, and you saw those pictures.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, wow. Mm. Especially when you wouldn't automatically think of this as a theater per se that was so connected to the Black community. And yes,
exactly.
It is. A long history, by the way. And so we had an opportunity to display all of our wonderful Carapy products, the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, some complimentary upscale magazines, since they were our media partner.
Right.
Just amazing hair products. We were able to put our traditional Carapy, our new Moisture 100 line, and folks bought beard oil. We had everything out there.
Yeah,
and it was just
did.
Beautiful.
It was
and
great.
And then we had a few cocktails. So that was nice. We offered some wine and beer and stuff like that and water. And it was just people, they were relaxed, to put it
yes.
mildly. And
it was great
laid
fellowship.
Back, and everybody was just
mm-hmm.
chatting up a storm. And it was beautiful.
Yes.
It was absolutely beautiful. So we're going to do that. We're going to declare it right here. You guys listening, this is the first time I'm going to make this announcement. We're going to make this an annual event at the Gene Frankel.
Wow. Mm. Wow.
That's great.
How's that?
That is a
that,
big
that's
wow.
That's wonderful, yeah.
Yes, it is.
And I love
wow.
that. And so we'll be working on our next event next year at the Gene
awesome.
Frankel. So that's going to be awesome. And I was just excited. So look for the video footage. We'll share it for all of you guys. That's why you have to stay in touch. Become a member at hrmember.com. Sign up. It's free. You can also do so at hairadio.com. Read the post. It's a big old blue button that I mentioned where we have the post listed. And
right.
what happens is when you go there and you click on that, you'll see the different group pages, which, as I mentioned, you have Vet Talk Radio Show. You've got Host Chat with Nicole Marie, myself, and Michael. You also have the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the top slot there where you can just click on any of those group pages, follow those group pages. That way you'll be alerted when we post something new. Become
right.
a member. Again, it's free to sign up. Doesn't cost you a dime. And if you have any questions, reach out to our customer service at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. It's a toll-free number. We're open from the line is open from 9 to 9. And that's Monday through Friday, plus I think weekends too, so check it out. Okay, so lots of good stuff. So that was
yes,
our big live hair event. And again, it was my first time being on stage in front of folks and 3 years since the pandemic.
Wow.
So this was a big, big thing and a big return and a glorious return to New York theater, New York stage. So I'm honored about that. And, again, it was our – now, we've done other shows at different places, but this was terrific to be on New York City theater stage.
Right.
Outstanding. So good stuff. And, again, we had a performance by Kyle Knight, who
yes.
did a great job. Yes.
He did a
he
fabulous
did a,
job. Yes.
It was just awesome. So – just good stuff. And we're going to be doing some more things. And I think I'm going to do another show there because I really love, now that I look back, I really loved it. I mean, I loved it right then,
yeah.
but I think it's, we might have to talk about this, Nicole Marie. So that was
okay.
just, all right. That was just one of the things. Now, in addition to working on the new Carapy products and the hair radio show live on stage, I also have to say, and spending time with Nicole Marie and Mr.
Oh,
Luther
yeah.
on their trip to their whirlwind trip and Katrina Jones on their whirlwind trip to New York City, as Nicole Marie mentioned, I also had to go out to the International Beauty Show, the IBS,
which
is the largest, longest-running beauty show, big show in New York City, about 100 years old. And,
at the Javits Center.
Held, exactly, at the Jacob Javits Center, which is located in Manhattan, also in, like, the lower eastern part of Manhattan. West Side, it was on the west side, but it's in lower Manhattan. And
right.
It was just extraordinary. So I had load up everything and head on over to the Jacob Javits. And I even think I took a picture out the window of the car when I was in between, like, the bridges in Manhattan.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you did. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you saw that, which everybody liked that picture. So that was fantastic.
Yeah, it was really great.
Right. It was.
So I love that. And so the International Beauty Show, which kind of brought everybody together, was just incredible. There was a big display. The Maya Bonner folks who were on our show. First of all, let me just back it up a little bit. When Nicole Marie, I linked up with Nicole and Luther at the show, it was so extraordinary. So much excitement and just wonderful things going on. Nicole Marie, you already had your bet. You were already set to go out. And I mean, Nicole Marie, you did not. No grass growing there. So Nicole Marie and you guys were set. And here's what we saw. When I first got there with Nicole Marie doesn't realize this yet because she's still getting all comfortable with all the stuff that I've been rolling out with all this wonderful talk over these last year or two. But as soon as we got there, we literally ran in with the one and only Mr. Keston Duke.
Yeah.
Keston Duke even if you look at the Carathy pictures that I have out, and you might remember that I have one where there's always three ladies.
Right.
Right.
One of those pictures or so, Keston Duke actually took himself.
Okay.
Keston Duke has been out there so long. When you guys get a chance, please Google him. He's been out there so long as the hair and beauty industry's number one photographer.
Oh, okay.
He was very nice.
So
I
he stopped along the way to ask me if I needed help. And I'm like, now, I know, I said to myself, when this happens, you know everybody in the industry.
Yes,
everybody. And they know you.
Wow.
And they know you. One guy, I remember, I was overlooking at something. He's like, I know who you are. Because I'm introducing
that
myself.
Wonderful.
I'm really nice in the Hair Radio Show. Yeah, I know who you are. And so,
great
I said,
stuff.
And so while I was there, here's what was happening. Sam Inan from BOPSA was being honored by the folks at Maya Bonner. Now, Maya Bonner's area at the IBS show, so at the International Beauty Show, they did a special sponsor, were the special folks that sponsored this area that paid tribute to incredible black hair and beauty folks.
Right.
So this was the first I've ever seen of anything like that at the IBS show.
Wow, that was nice.
It was beautiful. And so on these huge posts, they were huge posts, and they had Madam C.J. Walker and all these folks on these huge pictures. And there was Sam Inan. I said, what's Sam doing on that thing posting this to Madam C.J. Walker and all these people?
Wow.
I said, where's Karen Hines?
That was
awesome. But he looked incredible. And so Nicole Marie, you and I, we were there early Sunday. Sam was honored on Monday. So we were at our show, so I didn't get a chance to see Sam. And so we didn't get a chance to see Sam at this one because he was honored on the Monday, and so we didn't get a chance to connect with that. But I spoke to Sam. I talked to him every day. I spoke with him yesterday. I speak with him all the time. And we just
congratulations, Sam.
Big congrats from all of us. Great job, Maya Bonner. I also want to shout out
the
International. Oh, yeah. And I've had a chance to chat with the IBS show, even just like a couple of days ago. I want to say thank you to the incredible Elizabeth Fantetti, who helped to get everything together. She's just incredible and extraordinary.
Thank you. It was an awesome show.
It was just beautiful and just warm. So I so thank you. And, you know, I just have to shout them out. Now, you'd think that would be enough, right?
Oh, wow.
No, we know there's more with Carrie Hines.
There is more, Nicole Marie.
We most certainly know that's what's going to happen.
There is more with Carrie Hines. No, so here, everybody, if you've just tuned in, if you have just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. And I have to tell you, today we're looking back at what we've been doing, your co-host, your favorite co-host on the Hair Radio Morning Show. What have we been doing on our production break? So again, happy, happy spring to everybody. It's springtime now.
Yes.
And happy April to you. We're on to the next chapter in this incredible journey as we march towards 1,000 shows.
Oh, yes. 1,000 shows.
Oh, we're going to talk about that real soon.
So exciting.
Yeah, we got some.
Oh, yes. Our marching orders.
Oh, yes. But first, I want to say, you know, for me, you guys out there, you know, it's not a secret. I came out of the airlines. I have two big industries I was in. That was the airline industry and the financial industry. And so both are making news these days, to be quite frank with you. So we'll talk a little bit about both soon. But one of the areas in particular for me was travel. And always I was always trained and taught about safety and security. In fact, I was something called a GSC, which is the ground security coordinator for the airline.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, I was actually a GSC, so I'm raising my hand. So, being prepared for emergencies was just something that comes natural to me. I remember on one of the airlines. Yes, I remember I never forgot this, but I remember the door, and there have been many of these things, but I remember one time the aircraft comes into the gate. It was my job to operate that little hallway we call the jetway. I had to operate that and bring it up to the aircraft door. So that the folks could, what we call, disembark, so they could get off the aircraft and go down a jetway and go through the, you know, to the terminal and meet their family.
Right.
So I go move the jetway up. I had already received information on my radio that there was an emergency on board the aircraft. When I opened, I had not just to bring the jetway up to the door of the aircraft. I also, the door had to open. So we open up the door. And what do I see? Just through the door, the picture, you know, through the doorway, you can only see a little bit into the cabin, you know, like the galley, the kitchen little part. And I saw an aisleway, two shoes pointing up to the ceiling.
Hmm.
Oh.
There was somebody who was on their back, and all I could see was because I could not see the whole person. Just their feet pointed up to the sky. I said, oh, Lord.
Oh, wow.
That's what I said to myself. So that was the first emergency, one of the first emergencies that will always remain with me. So being prepared for emergencies is something that is a part of my spirit and intrinsically part of who I am. So my whole career in this, out of everything I've ever done, I'm always looking and waiting for the unexpected. And so with that being a big part of who I am, I wanted to freshen my knowledge and what I was trained for in CPR.
Awesome.
And I just thought,
very important to know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so this was something that I wanted to freshen up. So I said, well, it's not enough for me just to do CPR. I also want to be ready with the first aid type of preparation.
Right.
So I learned and really got that underfoot, learning how to apply pressure to cut, you know, to stop bleeding and all of that. And then as that's not enough, I also had a chance to learn how to use what's called an AED. And, Michael, you remember what the AED stands for?
Oh, yes. That is the
Automatic
external defibrillator.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. So important.
So that can, yes, absolutely. So that can resuscitate someone whose heart has kind of stopped or is faint or what have you. So, so I was able to, during my break time away from, and again, I don't really say break time because it really was not break, as you guys have heard. It is work.
Most
now,
definitely.
So they also taught me how to use the AED, which is now what they have. Now, when I was out there in the airline industry, you guys know I'm awesome, an entrepreneur and work for myself these days. But back then I was working in the industry. So that was before they had AEDs on the aircraft. AEDs
right.
existed, but they didn't have the ones on the aircraft at that time. Now they're out there on the airplanes and so many other places like restaurants and gyms and things like that. So anyway, was able to become certificated. So I turned it into a verse.
Congratulations.
Yes.
And I've got some news to come on that real soon. We'll keep you posted. But so excited. So those were a few of the things,
Right.
that we were able to get done. And we've got a few other surprises that we're going to elaborate on in the near future. But for now, I'm just excited. I really am. So what do you guys think about all of that?
It's just amazing.
Wow.
It's great. We definitely made the most of this production break.
Oh, yes. Very much so.
Or production time. Yeah. I shouldn't say break. Production time.
Yes.
Well, you know, it was a break of the routine. So, you know, I have to say, now let me run this by you guys, okay? So, again, fans out there, you know, if you're just kind of tuning in, we're kind of talking about what we've been doing during our time away. And again, happy April to you guys out there. Happy, happy April. We are going to just have an extraordinary month, and we'll be doing a look ahead this soon. But I'm just so excited. Yeah.
So am I.
This has been an incredible time. Now, with all that we did, could you imagine doing all of that while we're doing the show live each day for 3 hours?
Oh, wow.
Okay,
Whoa.
Now welcome to my world, everybody.
Yep, welcome to Carrie Hines' world.
Carrie's world.
Now
Because you never stop. You're always working.
Yes, we got so much to accomplish. So I just want to say thank you to everybody. I also want to shout out everyone who attended the Hair Radio Show live on stage, every single person.
Yes.
We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you.
Thank you.
Out to our incredible fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show who wake up and tune in every day who are they weren't happy that we were taking a little time off. but they understood that we gotta recharge our batteries every so often.
Pretty much.
And we need to do that on the broadcast.
We're back strong now.
Back strong and all the above. I also want to shout out the veterans who tune in every week to Michael.
Yes.
Michael Hopkins, the accredited claims agent through the VA, and his incredible advocacy on behalf of other veterans and disabled veterans and just helping them to maximize their claim process and doing everything. We're just so proud of all his work and all you guys.
Thank you.
And then I want to shout out to all of our incredible new guests who are coming to the show for the first time.
Yes.
We have a lot of folks to introduce you to. We have some old-timers, and when we say old-timers, we mean folks who've been on with us many, many times. And they come back and just tell us what's new going on with them. We have a lot of amazing new topics that we're going to be getting into. So much happening in the month of April.
It's going to be a fun month.
Absolutely. So we've got Just wonderful, wonderful things. The holidays, of course, you know, we have to always take that into consideration. So how
right.
we celebrate the holidays, we wish you well with all of that. And then coming up in the month of May, we've got big, big news, and it's Mother's Day. We got to always put that on out
oh,
there.
Yeah.
And so we have so much that we'll be talking about, and we just, you know, we welcome you. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Definitely
want to stay tuned.
Really
very much so.
Now, don't forget, in the meanwhile, whenever we're not live on a three-hour show from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, don't forget you can go over to upscalemagazineradio.com. And they've got some incredible music and updated interviews and new stuff happening over there. Again, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I also want to say there's a brand new Upscale magazine out with somebody
awesome.
New. So that's exciting. You guys need to check that out. We're so excited about that. And then if that's not enough, we're giving away gifts. Gift giveaway,
ooh,
everybody.
That's always nice.
Right
oh,
here.
That's always special.
So
that is
we're
always
gonna be
special.
About that. Yes, we're going to also have a series of Zooms that we'll be conducting and really going to ask that you participate and just make it happen. So that's a big, big, big update. And again, I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. So Nicole Marie, what, anything you want to add to that?
No, I just want to tell everyone, just tune in. There is so much more to come. You do not want to miss it.
There you
so
go.
How
like
about that?
Yes.
How
all
about
right.
that?
Yes.
Don't want to
well,
miss
like,
it.
No. Well, I'm Carrie Hines, again, with my incredible two co-hosts who, again, have just made this an extraordinary experience. And it pleases me. So we're going to be putting out a whole bunch of wonderful things. Look for us. If you do not follow us on YouTube, you need to do so. My page, you can look me up at Carrie Hines on YouTube. If you're on Instagram, it's at Hines Carrie. And, of course, at our own wonderful in-house social media, go to hrmember.com. And just wonderful fun, everybody. All right, stay with us. A lot more. Yes, we got a lot more to go this morning.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to hrmember.com to sign up.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. Just Salon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Just Salon Towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Just Salon Towels bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's Just Salon Towels.
And sharing this one and only life, ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You'll count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get it, baby, but you won't have your man while he's busy loving every woman that he can. I say I'm gonna leave 100 times a day. It's easier said than done, and you just can't break away. In trouble and strife, my mind must be free to learn all I can about me. I'm gonna love me for the rest of my days. Encourage the babies every time they say self-preservation is what's really going on today. Yeah, I say I'm gonna turn loose 100 times. But how can I turn loose when I just can't break away?
I just can't break away.
Oh, young
heart,
run free and never be hung up like my man and me. My man.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. I have a very, very special guest joining us today. Actually, several special guests joining us. First, let me just bring back to the line a very instrumental part of our legal perspectives here, if that makes any sense to you guys out there. You guys know Lisa Bloom. She is one of television's top attorneys, as well as just helping us to navigate so many of these civic, these issues that have been popping up, and just standing up for folks who may not feel like they have a big voice. So it's always an honor for us to welcome Ms. Lisa Bloom of the Bloom Firm to the Hair Radio Morning Show. So again, good morning, Lisa.
Thank you so much for having me and for the kind introduction.
Absolutely. And listen, you have a wonderful client that I had a quick moment to chat with a little bit, Mr. John Parrish. We're going to get him totally introed here. But first, I want to bring to the line one of my co-hosts. We produce a program called the Vet Talk Radio Show, which airs across my network. And Michael Hopkins is the host of that program. And Michael himself is a disabled veteran. And this story, when I saw this, Lisa, it just, there are no words that you guys out there, we're gonna kind of get into this a little bit so you will understand exactly what I'm talking about. So, Michael, I want to introduce you officially to Miss Lisa Bloom and to our very special guest today, Mr. John Parrish. Now, John, you are an Army veteran, and I understand that you were a lieutenant in the Army.
That's correct.
Right? That's right. And so this whole thing, which happened back in March of 2022, which was the California Highway Patrol officer stopped you for a misdemeanor traffic stop as you were driving home with your adult special needs daughter. And Mr. Parrish, now I'm going to say this, with a life well lived at 80, you know, I wouldn't expect you to be out there just, you know, doing all kinds of somersaults and things like that. So, you didn't pose a threat, obviously, to anybody. I mean, you know, so with that, right? So the officers, I'm just trying to understand this as well. So now you advised them that you had hearing problems, vertigo, and diabetes, and they still you were handcuffed amongst us. I understand, and you were handcuffed. They handcuffed you tightly behind your back, and literally carted you off like you were property of some sort. They ignored, literally. I'm sure you told them several times, and that was painful. I mean, you know, that would be the first thing anybody would do. And you were left in jail hours without receiving proper medical attention, despite, obviously, that you told them over and over and over again that it was needed.
Yep.
So, and it really kind of didn't happen. You know, you weren't really able to receive that adequate medical attention until after you were released. So and what has turned out, you sustained really bad injuries, as far as I can see. I mean, this is you're talking about a broken arm, internal bleeding, and a hand that was severely swollen. So I have to go back a little bit on this, Mr. Parrish. What can you tell us in your own words? Is that did you have anything you wanted to add to that that recount? That I just mentioned.
I missed your question.
I'm sorry. Did you have anything that you wanted to add to that in terms of what happened that night? That was pretty much it.
Well, there's a lot of details, but that's a pretty good summary.
Okay. So, Mr. Parrish, how did that make you feel? Because that was the first thing that jumped out at me, and I'm going to ask Michael on this too, but that was the first thing that jumped out on me, being an Army veteran and being a lieutenant, a first lieutenant, okay, in the U.S. Army, and knowing that, you know, someone can kind of treat you in this manner. What did that make you feel like, sir?
It felt like being a POW.
Wow.
That's what it felt like.
Wow. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Lisa, I have to turn. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Go right ahead, Mr. Parrish, please.
I mean, first of all, I never expected to be arrested, even after the officer stopped me. And then, I mean, you know, maybe they give you a traffic ticket or something, right?
Right.
I've had a couple of those in my life. But no, they arrested me, handcuffed me, and took me off to jail, and you know, and all those other bad things and transpired. So it felt like being a prisoner of war.
Wow.
Because prisoners of war are mistreated by their captors, right?
Yeah, I have to tell you, Lisa, I have to turn to you on this. And you've handled, you know, you. Been on our show with many of these types of cases. Sadly, there are way too many. What can you tell us? What really, this is hard for us to take. What was your take on this when you met Mr. Parrish and found out about this?
I was so outraged that my tax dollars are going to pay police to bully an elderly vet in my community. I mean, there is no reason for this. And I think law enforcement, just over and over again, we see this abusive behavior when it is not necessary. You know, John was simply driving down the road with his adult special needs daughter, as you say. He was fully cooperative when he got pulled over. He didn't threaten anyone. He didn't make any moves towards anyone. They don't even allege that he did. And so there was no reason to handcuff him at all. And then, you know, even in the California Highway Patrol, that's the entity we're talking about, in their rules, they say that within their discretion, they cannot handcuff people who are pregnant, disabled, or elderly. And so John, you know, made it clear. He said something like, I'm old, and he talked about his medical issues and complained that his arm hurt. And, you know, there was no compassion for him as just a human being to take the handcuffs off. And then when he got to the jail, he was asking for medical aid. That was not provided as the law requires. And now he has, John, I think, can talk to you about how difficult it is at age 80 to try to heal. You know, the body just does not heal as fast when you're elderly.
Absolutely. John, how are you feeling now? And how, physically rather, because I can imagine emotionally that's going to be with you for a while. How are you feeling physically?
Not good. you know, the problem is that I have other medical issues too, so,
yeah.
You know, this was sort of the straw that broke the camel's back, and, you know, my life kind of spiraled down after this incident.
Wow.
Like you said, there's a big emotional component to this, and I would say maybe the emotional component in some ways was even more devastating than the physical component.
Absolutely.
Because I have some personal issues here with my family, and it, you know, forget about me for the moment. You know, this is all just unbelievably complicated the life of my whole family.
Well, what I can appreciate is that you've got someone like Lisa Bloom to help you with this, and you didn't just, you know, believe me. You could have just kind of not wanted to take this on. You could have just, you know, moved away in pain and sorrow and all of that. And, you know, and that would have been the end of that. But the fact that you have someone who can help you to stand up for what is right, and I'm going to tell you, I know Lisa, I know what you do. So, you know, you're in great hands, obviously.
I have to
get Michael, yes, of course. Well, I got to get Michael Hopkins into the conversation. Michael himself is a veteran. He's now, lucky Michael, an accredited claims agent. So what he does a lot of assisting the veterans from across the country with filing claims and all of that kind of thing as well, in addition to obviously hosting the radio show that we do each week on our network. So this is not something that we do once in a blue moon. We inform and educate the veterans every single solitary week on the show. So, Michael, when you read John's story, what kind of jumps out at you real quick?
Oh, my goodness. First of all, I want to thank Ms. Bloom for taking on the challenge for a veteran.
Yes.
Because we get so pushed to the side. And Lieutenant Parrish, I am so sorry that happened to you, but justice will be served. It is an outrage that a man that served this country honorably is treated like that. It is an outrage. It really is.
Well,
it really shouldn't
have happened to anyone.
Exactly.
Right. That is
you know,
true, but it is quite true, Lieutenant, but it just makes me so angry when it's a military brother or if it was military sister.
Yeah.
Well, the community doesn't care. Yeah, I don't know where you are, but my experience has been the community and the government doesn't care about vets, and they don't care about elderly people.
Yeah, and that's that. And I mean, you have a double sword there. Not only, well, you have a triple sword. Not only are you a disabled American veteran, you're a regular, you're also a veteran, and also you're an elderly. You're in that group where you're supposed to be respected.
Exactly.
But yet, you know, these people just it angers me.
Right.
I used to be in law enforcement, and I treated people the way I wanted to be treated.
Yes.
And it's like, somewhere along the way, this academy training that these folks have done, it looks like it didn't mean anything because I just want to do what I feel like doing. And it's so wrong. And thank you, Ms. Bloom. Thank you so much. I appreciate and applaud you for taking up the challenge and helping the lieutenant.
Yes, I echo that sentiment. Yes.
Well, thank you, everyone. Yeah. Listen, this is my life's work, is standing up for people who are abused by bullies, whether it's law enforcement or harassment or by a big company or the government. So I'm very honored that John selected me to represent him. And we filed a federal lawsuit. We're going to push it forward until we get justice.
And Lisa, so that's what's the next step. That's apparently what's going to happen. So anything that we could kind of tell folks, because as you know, to Michael's point and what John was saying a little while ago, to me, if this can happen to folks who have served this country, I don't know what to say about you or me. I'm not a veteran, you know, so I don't know what to say if the veterans can't be respected. And okay, I'm going to let that go. I just please stay on top of this and keep us informed. Of course, you know, on what's happening. John, I just want to ask you, I understand at least this assisting you and on the legal side. What's really next? What are you looking forward to? Is that kind of reconnecting, you know, getting your family through all of this and kind of going from there, I would imagine,
well,
in terms of what's next and all of that?
Well, I'm just living day to day, quite frankly. So I've got some things I'd like to see happen, but it's very difficult giving my situation here to, you know, look more than one day at a time.
Yes, I understand. Well, listen.
The reason for filing, but you know, what this incident, you know, I've always been kind of just a law-abiding citizen, right? Minded my own business.
Never been
an activist, right?
Right, right.
But this incident has really opened my eyes, and that's really, you know, one of the reasons for filing the lawsuit is hopefully we can, you know, shine some light on these issues because, you know, people just shouldn't be treated that way.
No, and it's happening, obviously, way too often. But this has a particular sting to it. And we just want you to get better and well and all of that. And we will support you here. Lisa,
so
I've got to say, as always, and Michael can tell you, we appreciate you here at the Hair Radio Show and the Vet Talk Radio Show. And all we, you know, we always, always, always air everything that we've done, that you've done on our network and all of that. And we just want to help you to fight, you know, with whatever you're doing out there, Lisa. We're here to help.
Thank you kindly. I appreciate it. And I really salute John for standing up against police brutality. Right.
Absolutely.
With respect and dignity as they are in many other cultures, for some reason in our culture, not as much, but we all need to really show some respect and kindness to our elderly folks.
Absolutely.
Have a wonderful.
Yes, and I just want to shout out. You have a wonderful team as well, and please thank Marcelino as always and everybody over there at the Lisa. at the Bloom family. So thank you so much. All right, John, we wish you well. Okay, and keep us informed, Mr. John Parrish, Lieutenant.
Thank you, Carrie.
LT, thank you, LT. Thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you very much. We salute you. All right, Lisa, thanks again. Lisa Bloom from the Bloom firm. Mr. John Parrish, Lieutenant John Parrish, retired. Yes, Army vet. So
nobody's called me Lieutenant in a long time.
And a long time. Well, listen, much deserved. And Michael Hopkins, of course, from the Vet Talk Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Again, Lisa, thank you so much. We'll be in touch. Thank you, guys. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Carrie.
All right.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all natural hair care products. We use all natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Thursday morning, April 6th of 2023. Yes, it is. It's our show number 834. That's 834. So lots to get into this morning, mid-show. Let me bring to the line one of our amazing co-stars. He hosts his own show right here on our network for the veterans, Veterans Advocacy. You heard a little bit from Michael just a moment ago, along with TV's Lisa Bloom and all of that. We're going to get him on the air live. Michael Hopkins out of beautiful, bustling Virginia. Good morning. And again, happy mid-show.
Good morning, Carrie Hines, and once again, happy mid-show.
Yeah, it's great to have you with us, Michael. Listen, I wanted to talk a little bit about this. First of all, we so appreciate you. What we just heard, it was kind of riveting this morning. And let me just back it on up a little bit. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to an all-new episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are live on a Thursday morning. And yes, it's throwback music and all that wonderful good stuff. But what we led in with first thing in the first hour was kind of what have we been doing kind of part of the broadcast, in which we've really covered from end to end. You can replay this a little later after 9 o'clock once we go off the air live. You'll be able to replay the broadcast, it'll be a podcast officially at that point, and you'll be able to play that over and over and over again. But, Michael, we also just aired TV attorney Lisa Bloom, who was on our show. And it was the telling of this lieutenant, retired lieutenant, who served our country and allegedly had alleged abuse by the officers and all of that. So it was a great piece. What did you think when you listened back to this, Michael Hopkins?
Wow, Carrie, it just reminded me so much of, as veterans, the things we do for this country. And yes, once we're veterans, you would think, especially an elderly veteran like the lieutenant,
yeah,
who did not pose
right
a threat, and you would think
80 years old. Let's just
80 years
you,
old, not less, not unless you know, Kerry, not unless he
frail
was ex special forces and he had powers to the 10th degree. He didn't pose a threat. You know, it's just it's crazy. It really is.
Yeah.
And I was just listening to it. I'm still appalled. I'm still appalled.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's heartbreaking. And I thank television. You guys know Lisa Bloom of television. She's all over TV. She's been on Court TV. She brings these, represents these incredible folks who stand up with such bravery. So I salute her. I thank Lisa. We just appreciate her so much here on the show. She covers a whole bunch of these big stories. She brings them to our airways for you guys. So listen, this gentleman, we're going to check in and just make sure he's doing okay, the retired lieutenant. And Michael, we thank you for helping to shed some light on the plight of these veterans. You yourself, you have your own broadcast every Tuesday morning live right here on our network at 8:30 Eastern. If you're in the Central Time Zone, 7:30. It goes for about a half hour generally, and you cover the claims process. You are, as we mentioned earlier, in the first hour, you're an accredited claims agent, and I call an ACA. And so just remind everybody, today we're kind of, we're tossing things up a little bit in the air. We want folks to know what, you know, a little bit behind the scenes. So tell everybody what an accredited claims agent does.
Pretty much, Karen, an accredited claims agent is a person that has been designated by the Office of Veteran Affairs here in the Washington, D.C. area. It's the office. It's the number one office. And after a extensive background check, testing, and so forth, a person is granted the accredited claims agent designator. And that designator means that the government, i.e., the Office of Veteran Affairs in Washington, D.C., sanctions you, the accredited claims agent, to help veterans. It's official. A lot of times, you know, on the show, we talk about people that can officially help you, and we talk about people that can unofficially help you. Well, as a claims agent, the government has given you the blessing to help veterans. And it's very important because I've had an extensive background check. I had to take a test, and I had to do all of these things before the government, as I said, the VA in Washington, D.C., the main VA, approved me. My name is out there on a list that goes pretty much across this country, Kerry Hines. Pretty much.
Wow.
And,
wow.
You know, it's like everybody doesn't get that honor to be able to help veterans. And it goes even deeper because I can represent veterans as far as the claims process, the court process. I have access to their records, so I can guide them along the way when they're filing for these claims. I can actually look and see where they are in the claims process, where
absolutely
a lot of the organizations, Kerry, that are not sanctioned by the VA, they're not allowed to get into your medical records,
correct,
per se.
Exactly.
So,
well, what,
you know,
I
it's
love
an
about
honor.
This, Hopkins, it is, of course, it sounds like an amazing honor. And we're glad it is bestowed upon you because you really, as you hear guys out there, you hear Michael's passion about helping his fellow veterans. And so, and even when I listen back to the lieutenant and I think one of the questions we ask is that after serving this country in the way that you have, you want to feel appreciated. I think that's not too much to ask.
No,
okay.
No, it's not, Karen.
I really, you know, I have to say. So folks out there, here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, across the Vet Talk Radio Network and all that we're doing, We 1,000% salute our veterans. We do so at our live events. We do so with every single thing that we can. And to me, we appreciate the veterans. And I'm going to do everything I can to continue on and build on the work that you're doing, Michael Hopkins. So thank you for that.
Very appreciative.
Much appreciated. You got it. Now, folks, coming up in our next hour, we have some surprise folks who should be standing by. We're going to keep you guys posted on all of that. And today we have some gift giveaways that we're going to try to do so in the next hour. You don't want to miss that. Real happy about that. And we've been doing real well with these giveaways, so really good stuff. Michael, I want to say there's a lot of things that a lot of announcements that we have to make, so we're going to ask that you guys kind of bear with us a little bit. We have some Talk of the Mornings coming up as well, which Talk of the Morning really is where we pick out a story or something of interest, and we kind of share that with you. Each of the hosts takes a moment to share it, so it's really, really good. I'm going to see if we can get that together. And also, we have a Zoom event coming up, Michael. We do have a Zoom planned that is all about my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. And I wanted to really talk a little bit. Yeah. I wanted to talk about the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book because, it's the 10th anniversary coming up on this book. And so I'm so excited. It's been revised a few times because, you know, information and knowledge and all the things that we talk about in the book evolve. And we have evolved, made that evolution right along with the book. So we keep it updated every so often. It's available out there on Amazon, Amazon.com. It's, again, called How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. Very easy title. It's hard to forget that title, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, very much so, Carrie. Cannot forget that title.
So you guys could get it out there. If you want an autographed copy, contact me here, and you could do so by going to hairadio.com. Our phone number, all that stuff is there. Real, real pleased. And by the way, Michael Hopkins, by the way, let me put this on out there. If you check back in at hairradio.com, say about noon or so today, Eastern time, so about 12 or so, you're going to hear a 24-hour radio play, our new 24-hour network. So we're going to kind of turn it back on quietly. Hopefully we have a successful run and we're able to relaunch it in May. But you should be able to hear great classic hair radio shows, some great music that you don't hear on our live 3-hour blog talk show. So again, you'll be able to hear the network. I'm setting it up so when you go to www.hairadio.com at about noon or so, you'll be able to hear quite a bit. So just, you know, keep that in mind. And real happy about that. So thank you
very
so much. Yes. Absolutely. And we have some wonderful updates for you on some of the other items. I do want to shout out Just Salon Towels. We're going to talk about that. They have a 10% off the entire order by putting in a code, which is their code is Radio 10. You put that in when you go to JustSalonTowels.com and place your order, you'll get 10% off. So again, that's Radio 10 is their discount code. And we'll talk a little bit more about Just Salon Towels. We're going to run. They did an interview. We've been running it here. We'd like for you guys out there to know a little bit more about them. All of you professional salon owners, you stylists, even at-home stylists, they have these amazing bleach-proof towels and so many other things that they can help you to get your business going and serve your clients. So you definitely want to go to JustSalonTowels.com, find out all about that. And again, put the code in Radio 10 for your 10% off discount. So real good stuff. So Michael, let's take a little commercial break, Hopkins.
Sound like plan.
Now Tuesday, you've been working on the next episode of Vet Talk. we're going to get into that a little bit. I'm going to ask you what is going on with what you've been working on, over at Vet Talk. So we're going to have you guys stay with us. We got more to go. Stay with us.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Okay, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest comes to us. I have to say, from an amazing company that you guys have heard the commercial right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my great honor to bring to the airwaves for the very, very first time, Lucia and Maiza of Just Salon Towels. Good morning. Good morning, both of you, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Carrie.
Hi.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, and I want to kind of jump right on in. First of all, I'm so honored. I really have to say. I mean, you know, the idea of, you know, having an amazing towel company to join an amazing hair product company is just fantastic and promotion. So we're so excited, yes. And this is probably going to be, I think it's going to be your radio debut, if I'm not mistaken. So we're real happy to kind of bring you guys in here. So really good stuff. Okay.
Yeah, thank
so
you for
anyway,
having us.
Absolutely. Lucia, I want to kind of lead on in with you on this, and
mm-hmm.
I really appreciate this. I want to really, first let me just put the website on out there for you guys. It's justsalontowels.com, very simple and straight to the point, justsalontowels.com.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, tell us a little bit, Lucia, tell us about the towels that you guys offer.
Okay, so our main focus are the bleach pull-on towels. They come in a standard size of 16 by 27. So it's your standard hair salon towel, and it's used in many, many salons that are focused on having a towel which matches their salon, first of all, in color. We have 8 different colors to choose from. And the main idea behind these towels is that they are bleach-proof. So what that means is that, you know, throughout your day, you're coloring hair and you're, you know, wiping it down on the towels, and you have to wash them at the end of the day. And unfortunately, since you have to use bleach, that might really, really fade and discolor your towels. So we have developed a product that doesn't fade, and it's bleach resistant, so you can keep washing them and using them as many times, and they will keep their color and they will stay vibrant. And that's been our main focus. Yeah.
Well, that sounds to me like a great, you know, every business that I can think of is interested in saving money. So for you owners, this is, yeah, you're getting your money's worth, of course. And
exactly.
I have to say, what a great idea. Maiza, I have to say, what is it like when you tell folks, we make towels. This is what we offer. It's very exciting. So when you come across the different folks who can benefit from these towels, can you give us an example? Is it like hair salons or barbershops or, you know,
yeah,
personal
for sure.
care? Can you, yeah, tell us a little bit about that, mm-hmm. Maiza.
I would say our biggest clients are, of course, barbershops, hair salons, beauty salons, even like nail salons, manicure and pedicure salons, you know? These towels, like the colors that they come in, they're just perfect for any aesthetic, you know, the right color for any salon pretty much. And they're also great for, we have smaller clients versus like bigger salons and like celebrity hairstylists and stuff like that. So even if you're a smaller salon, you know, we have smaller quantities available for you if you want to try it out. Even if you're like an at-home sort of just starting up, we have like, we can work with you. And also if you're like a bigger client for us and you need a bigger like quantity, et cetera, we can work with you. And that's kind of how we work. So we're great for any size business pretty much and any sort of beauty salon pretty much.
I love that, what you just said, because, you know, a lot of folks, especially in the hair and beauty world, it's taken us a little time to kind of bring everybody into fold. And I'm referring to, like, the DIYers, the at-home stylists, the at-home professionals who are needing these styles. Go right ahead, please.
Yeah, like, even recently, a lot of people have started doing at-home services out of convenience or for whatever reason, right? And at the end of the day, they are still providing that great treatment and service, so they do need these products.
Exactly.
And they need to be affordable, of course.
Well, that's number one, we'll say. But I love this, right? I love the fact that you haven't forgotten about these folks. And they are, you know, right? And they need these towels as well. And they need to get a benefit and a bang for their buck. So I appreciate that. And social media has driven us to this where, you know, right? Where it's a big, big world out there now. And so we welcome everybody. And I love that JustSalonTowels.com is helping to lead the charge on that. So thank you. And of course, you are the forerunners for supporting the professional shop owners, as you just pointed out, very important, and helping them, you know, with every aspect of it. So I'm going to kind of go back to these bleach-proof towels, because, again, that just stays with me, and the fact that you have also an array of colors and all of that, an assortment of colors and so forth. So this is great.
Yep.
So bleach-proof. And I want to understand the difference. So the folks, like I live in New York City, you guys know that. And when I go to the discount stores, I see they've got towels sitting in a big bin. You kind of reach in and pull out a towel. Very different than what you guys are, right? Very different. You've seen them. You know, so what can you say to the owners, you know, to all the wonderful folks who are listening right now who say, you know, this is what makes our towels so much better than what you're going to find at the discount stores? Lucia, why don't we ask you that question? What would you like to say about that?
Since this is our main core product, you know, we are not interested in selling nonsense. We are focus. We know that our product is good and high quality. So, you know, we have specialized into this product. You know, a lot of the times, like what you said, you can have a choice of, you know, many, many different products and all of them will be just sort of okay, you know. But in this case, we really tried our best to really make a good product. So, you know, like I'm not any kind of hair professional, but I use them at home, for example, just because I really like them. So, yeah,
beautiful.
For sure. And we had so much feedback from people who have used our towels, and they said, you know, I really don't have to order very often because they last a long time. But once it's time to replace them, you know, they do come back. So we're very happy to hear that.
Yes. And speaking of which, you guys out there, they have a beautiful website. And I mean, you can see the towels literally jump off the screen at JustSalonTowels.com, just like it's spelled, or just like it sounds, rather, JustSalonTowels.com. and you can kind of pick out there. And I like, as you guys said, that you work with the folks. You definitely want to reach out to them. And this is, there's no other way to say it. Now, you also, I see here, when I look at your site, I see you have everything from those beautiful white salon towels and barber towels and spa towels and robes and all of this. And it's just incredible. So what else can I say besides you guys need to get Jess Salon towels at your shop for these? Yeah, exactly. And also, there's something that we have been saving just for you guys tuned in, which is a great discount, I think. So, and I want to thank you both for it because this is, So tell everybody what they get, please.
Well, just for your listeners, Carrie, we're going to give them a little discount when they order online at JessSalonTowels.com. You guys can use the code HAIR10 and get 10% off your orders.
Oh, that's going to be nice. I also want to say to everybody, listen out for the commercial right here. You'll hear all of that. And then also, I'm going to do some stories over in our Hair Radio community as well. So that's very important so we can get a lot of you guys with a lot more interaction on that level as well. And some of the other surprises that we have coming up. So I'm real, real excited. And just doing a whole bunch. So I'm looking forward to some other kind of partnerships that we'll be able to put forth out there. And Jess, because you've heard about Jess Salon Towels on today's show, we'll have a special gift for you guys as well. All who are tuned in and listening right now, you want to definitely go over to our hairradio.com website, HAIradio.com, and check out the blue button that says read our posts. And we will have a great story in there for you on how you can get your gift. So that's courtesy of Hair Radio on behalf of the incredible JessSalonTowels.com. So I'm super excited. So good stuff. Okay, so what's next? I understand that you guys have the bleach proof towels. Try saying that quickly, three times. Mm-hmm. But what's next for you guys? Maisa, Lucia, anything you want to add in terms of are you guys now? Is it really just going to be Jess Salon Towels, or are you looking to add in something else as well? I've always wanted to ask you guys that.
I mean, we've definitely been looking into some products. So, you know, we're going to be working on doing some research, kind of seeing what our market requires and needs, and then hopefully looking into adding a couple new products.
Well, Maisa, I have some great ideas for that, okay? So we're going to be talking about that, okay? I really love that idea.
Definitely.
So that is, yeah, that is really nice. And I got to say, Lucia, I just want to thank you both. I want to thank you for, you know, taking the time. I don't know how we all got so connected on this, but I so appreciate you supporting us and believing in the Hair Radio Morning Show. You know, we have a big, big thing where we're marching towards our 1,000th broadcast, and we have so many wonderful things that we are going to be doing together. And I want JessSalonTowels.com to be right there every step of the way. So thank you guys. Please. Thank you
both. Thank you so much. You know, we're very happy to be here and to be able to, you know, share our products with your listeners because, you know, I think it's very useful for them. And, you know, I don't think they will regret trying it out.
Exactly.
So, you know, thank you for giving us the opportunity to share our message. Thank you
so much. Wonderful. Lucia and Maisa, yes, great job. Okay, JessSalonTowels.com. Please go and support them. Again, you get a big discount at the end of your checkout and listen out for their commercials. We're going to tell you all about it. And we're going to have Jess Salon Towels back. We're going to work you guys in. This is just your first foray into the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're going to be really driving this home. Yeah, so really good stuff. So, it's again, Wholesale Salon Towels, we are so thrilled and excited. So, again, thank you so much for being with us. Okay.
Thank you so much for having us, Carrie.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Telling you,
especially West Coast all day.
Yeah, that's what I'm loving. So I have to say, I just love that we have, we're welcoming you guys on. You are our hair folks as we move into this new year. So, Yana, you'll be back with us to talk lots here and there and all as much as we can squeeze you guys in. And, Keisha, we're happy to have you on as well from the West Coast chiming in. I hate to wake you up so early because it's early out there.
Amen.
I really do. But, so it's an honor that you get up early to be part of this experience. Now, I got to ask you guys, ask panelists, okay? Thank you. On the topic of YouTube and social media, okay, got to find out what you guys think. Are we as hair folks, are the hairstylists, but the enthusiasts, the people who are not professional hairstylists like you guys are, how do you feel about everybody now going to YouTube first or Instagram before they even think of talking to a hair about, getting, choosing a salon or a new style for that much? How do you feel about YouTube University? Is it the new cosmetology school? And Yanni, since you're our very special guest today, returning today for the first time, I'm going to lead in with you. How do you feel about YouTube U?
It's a love and hate relationship, honestly, because I started teaching myself on YouTube in 2009, but I am a licensed cosmetologist, and the thing about it from a hairstylist point of view, YouTube can be used to monetize your career, and get your name out there. The other way around for like clients looking on YouTube for a hairstylist, I really don't recommend because it's video, from a client perspective, you're looking at all of the visual effects and deciding on whether it's a good hairstylist or not. So you see a nice video, you see nice color, you see nice lighting. It's a good video, but that doesn't mean that the stylist knows anything that they're talking about. So, and then for people that want to learn, it's kind of like that same thing. Yeah, it's kind of like that same thing. But with locks, they were kind of forced to go somewhere because schools didn't pick up this training.
Right.
So, that's why I have a love-hate relationship because I know what I do on YouTube is help. But I do know that what a lot of people do on YouTube is hinder, so it just depends on who it is, but I'm going to say no to the question. Of course, it cannot rival a cosmetology license where we're actually learning how to work with chemicals on the skin. This is the main issue with YouTube, is that you're watching people who are not licensed to use these chemicals do, you know, use them. And I remember there was a girl who she did a relaxer on her own hair, and then she turned right back around on the same video and put the color in to make her hair platinum. I still get likes on the comment. I still get likes on the comment when I said, now show the video of when your hair was bald a week later. And I still get likes on that comment. So, you know, the video aspect of doing hair, it hides the side effects. It hides the real issues, you know, like we watch them do, and this is the lock world, but we watch them do apple cider vinegar rinses on the hair, and literally the hair starts deteriorating immediately. But if you're not looking for that, you just saw that your hair was clean. So it's a lot, you know, it's a lot of, it's like the industry looking down and then the customer is looking up. So it's two different views. But yeah, I would not, I would not replace YouTube with
cosmetology
ever.
Got it. Well, listen, I'm going to ask Ms. Keisha McAllister from the West Coast. Keisha, how do you feel about, and I love how you always say the at-home stylist, but so what do you say? How do you feel about YouTube University being on the West Coast? Because you have a different brand as well out there. So what do you say this morning?
Well, you know, I'm very much in agreement with Ms. Yanni Red about you have the at-home stylist or folks trying to figure out what their next look is going to be. I can't speak. I am a licensed cosmetologist, but I can't speak from a natural stylist standpoint. I can do some natural styles, but I wouldn't consider myself an overall natural stylist. But when it comes to people putting chemicals on their skin, just as Yanni Red said, they're doing all sorts of foolishness at home. So the at-home stylists are definitely going for a look, but not going for the overall education on how to keep hair on their heads. And so,
and that's important. That's very important.
It's so important. Actually. It's so important. Yeah. It's so important. And the bad part about it is, even with going for a look, there's no education. They're looking for the end result.
Right.
And right now for me, I'm not really tripping off of the at-home stylist, because soon enough they're going to be in one of our chairs, either in Yanni Red's shop or in my place, because they need somebody to help grow their hair back.
Right.
That's after they've gone to a dermatologist and all those other things. But they come to the chair and they ask, well, will my hair grow back? Well, what happened? Who did you speak to before you started to do this? And so it really is, people need to get back to the chair to find out what is going on. We're not asking you to be there every week, but can we see you at least once a month so we know what's going on? I don't want to see you 3 months down the line and I put those crochets in 3 months, you know, 3 months ago. It should have been out weeks, you know, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And so it really is getting back to the professional and understanding what your hair can and cannot do.
I think that the gap was made, and I'm going to throw rocks at the enemy right now, but I think the gap was made because of cosmetology, the licensing part, because I got my license in 1998, and I knew how to braid when I went to school, but they didn't teach any braids, and they did not teach locks at all. So I wound up teaching locks from hair school. Now, the issue was that they were becoming popular, and schools were not including certain lessons, you know, like they didn't include the sewing weave. They didn't keep up with the trends, and I really believe that that's the reason why there are so many people who, like, I know how to do it and I didn't go to school, you know, because schools don't really teach the current trends, but they do teach the classic trends of chemical, you know, just how to use that properly. And I think that's what most people have gotten away from, because everything is so instant gratification, you know. Literally, it's like they would rather try it themselves and then have the hair fall out and then come ask you how to grow that back than trust you in the beginning, you know. But like you said, it creates its own problem, because they do get, you know, the chemicals messed up, and then they do have to come back to cosmetology. But as we come back, cosmetology's got to say, okay, guys, it's 2023. We understand, you know, because they still, like even in my state, the state board set, and this what state board set is the style that you do to pass your license test, for those who don't know. That set consists of doing rollers, rod sets, finger waves, and pin curls, even to this day.
To this day.
The outdated cosmetology lessons are playing a big part in the reason why people are going to YouTube as well.
And I think that apprenticeship programs were also created for that, to keep up with the trend. You got the chemical education, but you also got the trend, because it doubled the amount of hours that you actually had to do. But you were OJT hours. You did it on the job under a licensed cosmetologist, and you learned how to work with people. You learned how to do a pressing curl. You learned how to do a cornrow. You know, all those things that we do naturally, because that's the way we have to care for our hair. So, yeah, it created some apprenticeship programs where Black stylists could actually help educate new Black stylists, and they become hybrid stylists, where they can do everything. So it really is going back to education.
I don't like the model of apprenticeship, only because it takes the actual teacher who really, because I have this issue now, which is, I'll talk to you guys about that, you know, in the next few shows as well. But when schools don't teach what the stylists need to know, but they take the financial aid money, I have a big problem with that.
See, you don't know what people go through behind the scenes trying to cope with life. Let them know, being me is not easy. It's not for the faint of heart. I walk with my fears, my doubts, my anxieties, my insecurities. I walk with haters, liars, backbiters, and betrayers. I even had to fight with family. And many times I laid in the bed, I couldn't go to sleep.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hunt.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hi, my name is Ajak Deng. I am 27 years old, and I've been modeling for 8 years.
Hi, my name is Nya Kim Garowich. I am 25 years old, and I've been modeling for 2 years.
Hi, my name is Leomi Anderson. I'm 24 years old, and I've been modeling for nearly 11 years now.
Hi, my name is Kadia Diaz. I'm 21 years old, and I've been modeling for 2.5 years now.
This one girl asked me one time, she's like, is it true that when Black people take a shower, or like the dark Black people take a shower, the water don't touch your skin? Like you don't feel the wet of the water in my skin, on your skin? And I was just like, huh? This doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you get in the water, you're going to get wet, despite of your black, yellow, purple.
One of the instances is where I was waiting at a casting for 3 hours. They'd seen my face. I'd been sitting there amongst the other girls. And when I finally got into the casting, they say to me, sorry, we're not looking for any African people. And I'm just like, well, that's 3 hours of my life I can't get back because of you, kind of thing. And I was just literally like to them, you know, if you're going to be racist, let me just tell you one thing. My heritage is Jamaican, but we're all from Africa. And they're just like, ah! I'm just like, really? Like, it's the ignorance is just like so shocking.
I had so many crazy experience with hair and makeup. Being backstage and not having someone to do my hair right or do my makeup right makes me feel like I'm not represented. Like, no one just really cares about my skin color or my hair type.
Before I even had cut my hair like this, I used to have an afro. You know, you could do a lot with an afro. You know, you could even braid it or straighten it or curl it, but it was like, we don't know what to do with your hair. The texture is too nappy.
I always have to travel with a brush and gel. Because when I'm backstage, sometimes I have to do my hair or do my makeup. Well, it's not that they don't provide someone to do it, but they won't do it the way I like it, or it won't be, you know, what I want.
But I had an experience in Milan where I went through hell, basically. They glued in a whole head of extensions, they ripped them out, they blow-dried my hair, they straightened it, they put hairspray, and then literally he was just about to put, like, a really water-based gel on my hair, and I just turned around and I said, if you put this in my hair, it's going to make my hair go frizzy. And he literally just started going off, like calling me like the B word, telling me, who do I think I am? Who do I think I'm talking to? He can end my career in 2 minutes. And this is when I was 17 years old and it was in a room full of people. I felt so embarrassed and I was literally in tears. And that was when I really realized that, you know, being a black model is a completely different experience.
I was at this campaign and backstage they didn't know how to do my hair. So they felt like, basically they had a white hairstylist and this guy didn't know how to do braids and he just like parted my hair and did whatever he wanted with it and I wasn't happy with it.
Backstage, yes, absolutely, because not everybody has the correct products to use on dark skin, or maybe they do have it, but they don't think of the whole undertone thing, because, you know, I have a red undertone, even though I'm darker than most.
I feel like often black models have to redo their makeup, and I remember all, like, the black models coming to me because I was the only one with my makeup bag, like, Leonie, I need some powder, the stuff that they're putting on me, they're trying to say it's translucent, but it's white, like, help me out here. So, yeah, it's an instance that I've come across numerous amounts of time.
I feel like it's unfair, because white models don't have to do it. I've been in a lot of backstage and it's only the black models that do that.
Most of the time, if a makeup artist doesn't know what they're doing with my skin, I just kind of want to be the teacher that they never had. Bring out my own, my little, you know, makeup bag and just say, you know what, as you can see, this is the same, but this has more red in it and this is just gray. So it's going to make my skin gray. But if you want, you can mix that with this and then we'll get the perfect color of mine. And it's like, oh, most of the time they listen. Most of the time they want to fight you on it.
When I would go to a show or photo shoot, you know, and then I would sit at a makeup artist's chair, you know, and expecting them to, like, put on a foundation, highlight, you know, concealer, you know, all the type of, all the stuff you do for makeup. And it's like, as they never have any products for me. You know, I was like, we don't know what to do. And it was like, oh, this is my favorite line. You don't need foundation. Your skin is so flawless. Like, no, you don't have the foundation. It's not that my skin is flawless.
In New York, a lot of makeup artists know how to do black skin, so we never really have that problem in New York. In London, they kind of are very well advanced out there, and they know how to do it. It's when you get to Milan and Paris, or like Spain, that they just like, oh my God, I finally got a dark skin girl, so here's my darkest makeup brand I've never used. You're like, that's not right.
Why is it that if a white model says, ah, you're hurting me, it's like, oh, sorry, babe, but me, it's like, oh, your grandma must have, yes, 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 yes. I'm just like, no. My grandma has a nice soft touch, lies, because everyone knows that your grandma hurts your head, but she gets the job done, unlike them, so it's fine, you know?
This guy goes, do you taste like chocolate if I lick you? I was like, what? He's like, do you look like you taste like dark chocolate. So I just want to see, can I lick your hand? I was like, no, you're not going to do that. And he's like, why not? I just want to taste it. I was like, lick your hand. and you tell me what that tastes like. And he did, and he's like, it tastes like skin. I'm like, that's what mine tastes like. Have a good day.
The thing that really drives me is the fact as well that I don't know what the future holds. Every single day, every single season, we're seeing so much progression for young black women within all industries. So I'm like, if I give up now, who knows where I could be? I could be like the Oprah Winfrey of the fashion industry.
Brands are just trying to make black girls this trend, and it's not a trend. It's diversity, it's representation, it's everything. And it's sad, it's very sad.
I want to leave a good mark in the industry. I want to do something that's going to change a lot of people's lives and that's going to help the world, humanity. So the future is bright. The future is promising for us, and I think we all just have to stick together and work together because it's the only way we can make it further.
All right. Nicole Marie, we have got to talk about this amazing trip all the way down to the Bahamas.
We're talking yes, we do.
So, yes, I really am so, so excited. It's something that we're sponsoring. Yeah. We put this together at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And essentially what it is, it's a five-day cruise. And I say cruise.
Yes.
Now,
cruising,
right?
Yes.
Yes, cruising the Bahamas.
Bahamas.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
And the complete details are at HAIRadio.com. So they're at our site. There's a big old tab that says Bahamas 5-Day Cruise. It has complete details. Right. It's a big old tab.
Yes.
So go there. And once you do, move down a little bit so you can see all the details. So it's Carnival Cruise Lines that's helping us to put this together. Again, it's Cruising the Bahamas, the Radio Morning Show. Celebrate 1,000 live broadcasts.
1,000. Wow,
sea.
Carrie.
So that's saying a lot, Nicole. First of all,
what
goes through your mind when you think of us celebrating 1,000 broadcasts of the Hair Radio Morning Show?
It is amazing, Carrie. You know, every day we do the shows and, you know, you announce the number of the show. But, we're, I mean, we're just moving right along. But getting to 1,000 is just amazing. It's,
that's
it's
right.
Amazing.
And when you think
I'm so
about
excited it, about this.
Me too. Well, when you think about 1,000 and you think about the number of guests.
The number of guests that we've spoken with. Just the number of guests that we speak with, you know, in a week. But you think in a 1,000 shows. The number of guests that we have on the show, the interviews that are done, just it's just phenomenal. Just so many incredible people that we can come in contact with and talk with and interview, and it's amazing.
Absolutely. And Nicole, check your
mic
down there. For some reason, it sounds, I'm not sure if it's totally clear on my side, but, yeah, double check. I'm excited about this. I really am. And just like you said, you're talking about the number of guests, the number of people who've been on. And again, this is not in, you know, my 28-year career in hair and beauty radio.
Right.
No, not at all.
Right.
This is just in the last several years of this broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I'm really, really excited. Yeah. So along the line with our big celebration, we want everybody to come out. We decided to, what's the best way we can kind of celebrate doing in-person hair event. Yes, we will be on the high seas. This is really important. You can see the entire schedule of where we start out. But just so that you've heard it from our mouths, and let me just go ahead and give you all the first step details on this. So we're honoring our 1,000th broadcast, the Hair Radio Morning Show's Cruising the Bahamas. We sail out on July 13th through July 18, 2024, out of, get this now,
Miami,
that's right, from Miami, Florida. So we're and making sure everybody is aware that you got to get to Miami to get on the cruise ship. It's not out of New York City. It's out of Miami, Florida. So we're real excited about that. And one of the reasons that we wanted to do it out of Miami is so that you could take advantage of a vacation within a vacation. Miami,
there's so much to do right there.
Absolutely. It's always been one of my super favorite places. Yes, we have South Beach, which I always love to stay at South Beach or go, you know, walking around there. So this is a great, great thing. So, you know, get down to Miami a day or two early. I wanted to make sure and encourage everyone not to be trying to make the connection at the last minute from the airplane to the cruise ship. And trust me, and I know all about that. I can tell you firsthand, working in the airlines, all about that. And so we'll talk a little bit about that in just a moment. But yeah, I'm very.
Let me tell you. I am going, and my family is going. My children love Florida, love Miami, and we will be there a couple of days early, like you said, just to enjoy and just do some things there in Miami and in the area, and then get on the cruise and enjoy the cruise. So just encourage people, you know, bring your families. Bring them along. Make this your summer vacation.
Absolutely.
Once you're out of school, bring your families.
Yeah, we're going to be looking at the hotel information, and we'll have that added to the website at HAIRadio.com under that big old tab about the five-day cruise. So we're real excited. So, again, it's a get – well, we're saying to you, get away with or without the family for five days.
Exactly.
Five incredible days
options.
Of care, beauty, and community, and entrepreneurship. We want to remind you of that. You can always reach out to us directly. Here's what I say. If you're interested in going, you need to take action ASAP. We have a finite number of rooms that are reserved. And let me say what that means. That means we have a tiny, tiny amount of rooms. So if you don't call up, let us know ASAP that you want to go. This is not going to be something that's just going to be, oh, you can decide at the last minute. Not at all. You need to call our toll-free number right away and say, Carrie, we want to go on this cruise. What do we need to do? And when that happens, yeah, I'll give you the number to the cruise line, as well as a special booking code that you can only get from reaching out to us directly. And so that's important. If you call the cruise line without it, they're not going to be able to assist you with booking. So you have to first contact us at Hair Radio. And you can do that by calling 833-402-8882. Again, that's our number here at our office at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, that's our office line. It's toll-free, 833-402-8882. So you call that number. Let us know that you want to bring your family. And I think you were saying, Nicole Marie, that you're traveling with your family. So,
yes, we are. My husband and children, we will all be in Miami and then cruising the Bahamas. That will be one of our summer vacations. Yes.
Now, you guys are not going to be squeezed into two beds in one room. So how do you plan to work that out?
Well, I believe there is an option for us to have a suite where there's a little bit larger area if you have children that you're bringing.
Yes.
Or,
let me say this.
Adults that want to stay in a room together.
Right. Let me say this because they don't really just say children, but let me be clear because there's not really a special rate or anything like that.
Right.
But here's what we are doing. Here's what we are doing. I have reserved these particular rooms called ocean view rooms. And the ocean view rooms are the rooms that have a window that you can see outside and see the ocean view. Absolutely. And so that's what I've reserved, several of those rooms. Now, if you do not wish to have that type of room, for the simple reason they have other options. There are some rooms that don't have any kind of window. Those are interior rooms. They have several of those. Now, they have other types of rooms on the cruise ship that are that have a balcony. They have other rooms that hold up to 4 and 5 individuals. The type of room that I have reserved for our special trip to the Bahamas are called the Ocean View Rooms, and the Ocean View Rooms can hold up to 2 individuals. So I just wanted to make that very, very clear to everybody. So please be aware that the Ocean View Rooms hold up to 2 individuals. And if you wish to have one of the other type of rooms to accommodate your family, friends, whatever, let us know at Hair Radio when you call in to let us know that you want to take part. And also, absolutely, we'll tell you anyway and remind you to let the cruise line know when we give you the information that you need to get the details at the cruise line. Okay, so just wanted to go ahead. Now, speaking of which, Nicole Marie, this means that you need to take action ASAP. You got to take action
ASAP.
Yeah, because we only have a small number of rooms, and that means that if those rooms that I have set aside are taken, well, they may be able to sell you a room on, you know, on the cruise ship, but it's not going to be at this low price.
Right, but a different cost. Right.
So please be aware, folks, and the way that you avoid that, and I've seen it happen. This has happened before when I gave, like, a big hair show, and the hotel gave us a special rate, and folks waited around, and, you know, just because they had rooms available doesn't mean that they're going to hold all their low, you know, give them, you know, lose money because we wait around till the last minute. So they don't operate like that. So get as soon as you decide. Call now. Again, our number to dial is the 833-402-8882. That's at the Hair Radio office. And then tell us that you want to go on this trip. And also tell us who is going, how many folks are going to be traveling with you. And we'll just remind you that what type of room we've reserved. Again, it's the Ocean View. That's the only type we've reserved. Now, if you want something else, you have to let us know and let them know as well. Now, the pricing. We've not talked about this. So the pricing per person, and this is, again, based on a two-person's room called the Ocean View, and that is
$833.38,
$833.38. Now, for that, remember, it's based on two persons in a room, so you really have to double that, and that's essentially what the price of that trip costs for the two individuals in one room. So, again, if you're taking on one of those other suites or rooms or balconies or any other option, then they'll give you whatever price that is based on their availability. But for us and what we have set aside, that's what we've set aside. So if you want something additional or other than, then you'll have to let them know. Now, $833.38, that does include the fees. So it's essentially times two, but it's even a little bit less because the taxes, the fees and the port expenses and all of that, it'll be a little bit less than $833.38 times two. So that's really good. You'll still come out on top a little bit on that. So I'm real happy about that. So again, the Ocean View rooms hold up to two persons. Now for me, I'm traveling alone. So, what I'm going to do is pay the $833.38 twice because that's what I got to do in order to have the rooms to myself. So I don't have anybody else just yet. I'm sure some of you guys out there will want to join me in the, and save a little bit, you get a nice free room, because I'll be paying for it. $833.38 is what I have to pay for each person, so for the each of us.
Right.
And so just if you have any questions. Now, does that make sense, Nicole Marie?
It does make sense, Gary. Does make sense.
Now,
the main thing is,
yes,
if you're interested, call now. Do not wait.
I agree 100%.
Yes.
And again, the dates that we're cruising out, July 13th through July 18th of 2024. So this happens in 2024. Let me be clear of that. So not in this year, 2023. It's next year. So that gives you some time to get it together. But the first thing, the most important step you can take, which is contacting us, as Nicole Marie just pointed out, and calling our 833-402 number, 8882, might as well just go ahead and say the rest of that. Give us a call, and then we'll give you the booking code. But please be aware that you need to put down what really amounts to $50 for the room. If it's just two people going, then it needs to be $50 for that room. Okay,
right.
So that's important. And then those funds get applied to the...
towards your balance.
Exactly, the balance that you have a good amount of time to kind of pay off.
Right.
And I love
right.
that.
You
and
can
how
pay
the,
month by month or however you would like to pay
exactly.
that balance by 2024.
And I call
there's
it...
plenty of time.
Exactly. I call it the helpful layaway payment plan. It's little by little. Exactly.
Little
and
by
and
little.
Listen to this. You're not paying those funds to Kerry Hines or to the Hair Radio Morning Show or even Nicole Marie.
Right.
No, those funds are going straight to the Carnival.
Carnival.
So you deal and talk with Carnival directly, and you pay them, not us. So I just want to make that clear. No funds are coming to our pocket. That's going to Carnival.
Right.
Now, we have
getting
not...
getting from the Hair Radio Morning Show is the booking code.
Exactly. The
before
important
you call
booking
from Carnival.
Code.
Right.
Yeah. We'll give you that when you reach out to our to Hair Radio at our toll-free number. We'll provide you with the booking code. Because without it, the cruise line will not be able to assist you. They will not be able to book you. So don't call them first. You got to call Hair Radio first. There's no getting around that. And we'll tell you what to do next. Now, the itinerary, first of all, let me be the first to say the name of this incredible vessel is called the Carnival Sunrise. So we're so excited. That's the name of the cruise ship. It's the Carnival Sunrise. So I'm super excited. Yeah, it's larger than what I've been on in the past. So it's really beautiful and gorgeous, gorgeous. So we're starting the cruise out on our journey for this big 5 days. It's a 5-day cruise. On Saturday, July 13th of 2024, the port to call, it's starting up Miami, Florida. Miami, Florida. I want to make sure that's clear. Departs at 3:30 in the afternoon from Miami. That's the when the cruise ship is going to be leaving out. So this is not something, you know, for you guys that you can make a tight connection. You need to be down there like 3 hours in advance. Please make sure before that cruise ship is leaving or they will leave without you. So just to be clear, the itinerary for the Carnival Sunrise is as follows. Saturday, July 13th, 2024, departs at 3:30 out of Miami, arrives in Nassau, the Bahamas. On Sunday, July 14th, 2024, at 8 a.m. in the morning, stays there all day and leaves out at 5 in the afternoon out of Nassau, the Bahamas. And then they're just a cruising. You're cruising in between. Monday, July 15th, 2024, you arrive in Half Moon Cay in the Bahamas. That's at 7:30. Now, that's just so that you guys know, Half Moon Cay is a private island that a lot of the cruise ships use, so I want to make sure that's clear. And you arrive at 7:30 in the morning, and you stay there pretty much all day until about 3:30 in the afternoon. So, yeah, so very important. If the ship is docked, then you get to walk around and all that stuff. Tuesday, July 16th, you arrive in Grand Turk at 11 in the morning, and you stay until 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's when it leaves out from Grand Turk. Now, Grand Turk is like Turks and Caicos. And so,
right.
One of the, it's like the capital of that area. But it's so amazing, and we're just so excited. And it's the Bahamas, as you expect. And so on Wednesday, July 17th of 2024, it's a complete day at sea. Now, for me, I love the days when we don't actually go out. I love being on the cruise ship. I absolutely love it.
There's so much to do.
It's my favorite
thing. Yes, I love it.
I know everybody is different. Some folks like to go and be adventurous and all that. But I love staying on the cruise ship. Even though I will go out into Nassau and the Bahamas and all that. But I can't wait for the day at sea. And so we're planning us something special on that Wednesday, July 17th, for the complete day at sea. Then, of course, on Thursday, all good things must come to an end. So on Thursday, July 18th, 2024, we arrive back in Miami, Florida. Back in Miami, Florida at 8 a.m. in the morning. So the reason that we set up the times as we have, so that, and I talked a little bit about traveling, being in the airline industry for, a long time. So I'm very much familiar with folks who used to try to make connections. And here's what I said. Do not make it a tight connection, meaning that our cruise ship leaves out of Miami at 3:30 that afternoon on Saturday. Now, first of all, it's a Saturday. Things are a little different in operating on a weekend, so be aware of that.
Right.
Be aware of how far your hotel is. Likely we'll all be staying at the same hotel. We'll be sharing all that info soon. But and you can probably find it at HAIRadio.com. But just bear in mind that you want to find out, do your due diligence, see how far and things, how close things are and all of that. You want to have a plan. So the cruise ship leaves at 3:30 in the afternoon. My suggestion is that you want to be on your way there at 12 noon.
Right.
That's
what I believe. Plenty of time. Right.
Yes.
You never know how traffic is going to be.
Traffic.
You never know if there's an accident or what.
Or all of that. And then the cruise line themselves have all kinds of protocols and things that they do. So they want you there early. So noon, start heading on over to this cruise ship. And it leaves at 3:30 in the afternoon. If you do that, you'll be in great shape. Do not wait to fly in from wherever you're planning to fly in from, or even drive in that at that point, and think you're going to be just making it. No, not the thing to do. My suggestion, that's why we chose Miami to be the port, literally, the port to call, because we wanted you to be able to, you know, come in a day or two earlier, so you'll already be there. There's no problem. Okay, so that's important. And I'm super excited. I really am. I think this is going to be great. Now, 3:30 in the afternoon was the time that we talked about the cruise ship leaving out of Miami, headed to Nassau in the Bahamas. Now, what about the return trip? It arrives back in Miami after the 5 days. It arrives back on the fifth day. That Thursday on the 18th at about 8 in the morning into Miami. So the reason that we made sure of the time that we thought would be beneficial is that 8 o'clock in the morning arrival in Miami gives you the entire day to catch a flight. It really does.
Exactly.
And it also prevents you from having to pay for another hotel stay. So going down, you might want to stay and spend a little extra few days there and nights or what have you. But coming back, so that's why if we had planned a late arrival into Miami, then you run the risk of being so late that you're stuck and have to sleep at a hotel. So by getting in 8 in the morning, you'll be
plenty of time
to catch your flight. Now, my suggestion, if you know that the cruise ship gets in at 8, sometimes I've been on a cruise before, sometimes they're early, sometimes they're late. So I would suggest that you make a trip out from Miami no earlier than noon. I'd say shoot for 12 noon as your time to catch a flight or later.
Right.
That
gives
way,
time to
yes.
get to the airport.
Gives you time to get to the airport and get yourself all checked in.
Check your bags and everything, right.
Exactly. So noon would be the earliest flight I would take out of Miami. Now, for some of you, you may wish to stay another day or two in Miami. Some folks may wish to do it on both ends, and that's your prerogative. And leave that Tuesday, that Friday morning. So that may be something that you want to consider. For me, I'll be catching, once I get back into Miami that Thursday, I'll be kind of pulling myself together and heading on to the airport and taking a flight back up to New York. So I'm excited about all of that. So now does that give you a lot of details?
That gives plenty of details. Yes, it does, Carrie.
Awesome.
So excited.
Me too. Well, just to remind everybody, the deposit of the $50, you need to really put that down because the rooms, okay, here's how they work it. That $50 needs to be paid. The deposit needs to be paid this year and just in a little bit of time. Here's the date. It's May 13th of 2023. So that $50 for the room, and I'm talking about for the Ocean View room, needs to be put down before that date, and that needs to be paid directly to the cruise line, and we'll give you all those details in case you have a question. Of course, we have all this at HAIRadio.com. You'll see the big tab right there, cruising the Bahamas, five-day cruising the Bahamas trip. So that makes sense.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then you have, after you've put the $50 down, to cover the deposit for the room, you have some time to cover the balance. So it's really good. Now, so just to give you some idea and further break it down, it really like seems like it's $25 per person based on the two-person room. So that's why they say the $50 for the deposit for that room type. Now, that may vary if you're looking for some other special type of room. But again, we have set aside Ocean View rooms only for the trip. But again, if you're looking for a different type of room, certainly speak. Let us know when you call us at Hair Radio and let the Carnival telephone, Carnival folks know when you contact them. And so that's really, really super, super important. So again, Nicole Marie, here's the task. So you've decided to take a trip. What's the first thing that you want to do if you wish to go cruising the Bahamas on Carnival with the Hair Radio Morning Show?
The first thing is to call the Hair Radio office. That number is 833-402-8882. And when you call that number, you will receive a booking code to call Carnival Cruise Lines. You cannot book for this cruise unless you have that booking code. So that's the first thing you need to do is call the office number.
Exactly. The cruise line will not assist you without the booking code number. You need to have the booking code number because that tells them that you're part of this special trip.
Right.
Okay, good. Okay, you've got so far so good. Now, what are the dates of this incredible trip to the Bahamas, cruising the Bahamas?
July 13th through July 18th, 2024.
Okay, 2024 is correct, and those dates are correct. We're done 5 big days. Excellent. So we start on a Saturday out of Miami. So that's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we return on Thursday back into Miami.
Yeah, Thursday.
Yes. Now, I will be myself. I live in New York City, so I'll be flying out of New York down to Miami. So I'm already looking at special rates and knowing which airline might be able to offer me a good deal. And then I want to get down there a day or two early, kind of like Nicole Marie. So I'll be looking at some hotels that are convenient and a great place for me to lay my head until the flight leaves out of Miami on that Saturday at 3:30 in the afternoon. Now, again, I only need to likely pay for a hotel going into the trip to Miami. I will not need to pay for a hotel coming out of Miami because the flight, the cruise gets in at 8 in the morning back into Miami, arrives back after our 5-day trip, and I can just easily get a connection to the airport, like flying out back up to New York for me or wherever we go. Absolutely. So I'm super excited. Okay, approximately, now here's a toughie for you. What is the amount of money for the Ocean View room? What is the amount? It's based on two persons. And so each person would have to pay what amount, Nicole Marie?
$833.38.
Awesome.
This is per person.
Yes, and that's, again, for the Ocean View rooms, which holds up to two persons. So if you would like some other kind of room, they may have that available. Again, the only ones that can tell you that will be the cruise line directly. So when you talk to them, inform them of your desire, and I'm sure they will let you know what is available and what payment arrangement you'll need to make. Okay, so really good stuff. Okay. So I am
excited.
Yes, yes, yes. So we're talking about at sea. So the last information I wanted to make sure everybody was aware of, and by the way, you passed. Great job, Nicole Marie.
Thank you. I'm the student now and not the teacher.
You did well. You did well. So I'm super excited. Awesome job. So for you guys out there, when we are on land there in the Bahamas, and again, it's making several different port stops and, you know, all in and around the Bahamas and all of that, we're going to try to get some things going where we put on a little bit of a hair show or try to get our hair and beauty talk because, see, families and folks and your friends and everybody, you're going to want to hang out and do your own thing. So we will have some time that we will get together and make an official gathering. We'll share all that with you as we get a little closer. Again, the Carnival Cruise Line, Cruise in the Bahamas, it's the Hair Radio Morning Show, celebrates its 1,000th live broadcast.
1,000th broadcast.
All the way down. Wow. Talking about the Bahamas. How amazing. Again,
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. Just Salon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Just Salon Towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Just Salon Towels bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's JustSalonTowels.
All right, Michael, it was an incredible day today on this Thursday morning. It's April 6th. We want you guys to go out and kind of make it a great day. Michael, did you have fun at the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Oh, yeah, very enjoyable. And I cannot wait to go on the cruise, Carrie Hines.
We served up the cruise talk this morning. So, yes, really good and exciting stuff. Okay, so I know everybody's dying for our gift giveaways, but you guys, we apologize. We got to just make sure that we got everything lined up. So Tuesday, we're back live. We're off tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday, Good Friday. Like you, we are celebrating as well. We'll be back on Tuesday morning, 6 a.m. So we're on next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and we are doing 4 gift giveaways. So do not miss the entire week. We have a lot of gifts to give out, so I think you're going to really love what we have. And we got some really good stuff. Okay, so Michael, yeah, so this week was awesome. I want to thank all of our guests. It was our big return to the radio on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
It was a special Vet Talk radio show. And I know you got something in store planned for next week on your 22 show of the season. So I'm really excited for you.
Very
all
much.
All right.
So I'm excited, too.
Good. Well, listen, like I said, it's been awesome. Now, folks, we have the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business Zoom meeting coming up on April 23rd of 2023. So coming up in a few weeks, we're having our big Zoom meeting, which is really kind of going through the book. It's the 10th anniversary and all of that. We're also working on our Juneteenth 3-day event. We also have our big cruise that you guys just heard a little bit about. And then we've got some surprise announcements. So tune in 6 a.m. to 9 Eastern, 5 to 8 if you're in the Central Time Zone. Again, we're back next week for all new live episodes. It's been an incredible time. Going to get Ophelia on with our outro. Michael, anything you want to say to the vets?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Next week's show, Decision Letters. Be there.
All right. I love Decision Letters. Okay. Great stuff, folks. Here's Ophelia.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible, and we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show.